Straight up, now tell me, do you really wanna love me forever? Oh, oh, oh. Or is it just a hit and run? Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again.
What's up, my friends? This is Melissa on Oral Stimulation. You're listening to us on Extreme Talk XM 165 and, of course, on SkidRowStudios.com. I'm joined tonight by my fabulous co-host, Alex, for a very special recap show. How are you doing, Alex?
Good, good. I can't wait to get into all the highlights of our shows, the past shows.
We've had some amazing times.
And some ups and downs. More ups and downs.
Mostly ups, yeah. We've gotten a lot of people up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Of course, this show would be nothing without blowjobs.
You're exactly right.
So let's get into it with our very first clip.
Which one is it?
This is when we talk about the Skittles blowjob. Oral stimulation.
I just want to mention that I think the third thing you ever said to me was that you were a blowjob expert.
Yeah.
So I want to hear your knowledge.
Well, actually, today is a national Facebook holiday. I wouldn't have known about it had it not been for Facebook, but it is National Boyfriend Day.
Really?
Yes. I don't know where my boyfriend is right now, but I would like him to know that there is a Skittles blowjob waiting for him.
Skittles blowjob?
When he shows up.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
I haven't tried it yet, but I think it's going to be good. It's going to be like the pearl necklace hand job. But if you just, right? Does this sound good? Okay, let me.
You have to set this up, please.
Let me run it by you first. Okay. So I'm thinking cold mouth because you don't want the candy shell to wear off too quickly, right? So a little bit of ice water, then like a couple Skittles, like a mouthful of Skittles. You can't use M&Ms because they'll melt right away, obviously.
Okay.
Skittles, put the dick in your mouth. Sorry, Mom. And then just roll it around. What do you think? Would that be good?
I think of gay context, like Taste the Rainbow. I don't know why.
That's okay. People could taste the rainbow. I mean, if you're gay, then there's two boyfriends to be taken care of today.
So does your dick come out like rainbow colors and... That sounds fun.
I hope so. See, but you know what? I think this might entice people to swallow. Because if it's all fruit punch flavored.
Yeah.
Right? Then you're going to have a mouthful of juice and a mouthful of cock. And then you're going to take it all in.
You know what? You beat me to the punch. That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, maybe that'll help swallow.
Right?
Yeah, because you're going to have to swallow the Skittles.
Yeah, you can't spit out a big mouthful of Skittles and cock. That would be nasty. Be right back. So what do you think if you had a girlfriend on this National Boyfriend Day?
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think anytime I could get any kind of blowjob, I would be down for it.
Okay. So, boyfriend, if you're listening, there's a Skittles blowjob waiting for you if you just show up.
I would show up if I was him.
I don't think he's listening right now. No, I think he's out partying.
He's probably getting ready for you. Maybe, you know, when you get home, he's just waiting for you. Don't underestimate him.
All right. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. I'm going to stay positive tonight. He knows where I live.
He should know where you live.
He does. Boyfriend, come over. I have something for you. Oral stimulation. Hey, so this is Melissa again on XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. You just heard about our Skittles blowjob, and what you don't know is that it still hasn't happened.
After all this time and all this talk.
It's been months after bags and bags of Skittles have been thrown at me.
You know
nothing.
What? This is actually one of my favorite clips from the show. The reason being is when I run into people, the first question or the first thing they associate with me with is a Skittles blowjob.
You even have a nickname now.
Which I have never had it done to me, or I would never think of doing it on anyone else, obviously. But that whole thing has followed me. It's been like it sticks with the show. You know what I mean? It's kind of like our little mascot. And even for you, you know, you do like your little, when you go out to different events and stuff like that, little giveaways, Skittles, or actually you were at an event where somebody brought you Skittles, right?
Yes, our fans bring me Skittles. What better fans are out there than that? That's awesome.
Right. I mean, how exciting is that? I mean, that's actually a big staple for the show. Everything that we kind of been through, the Skittles, the blowjob will always. I mean, do you look forward to doing it or would you actually do it with someone?
Heck yeah, I would.
So
I wasn't going to, but now I'm kind of over the whole breakup. And I think the timing is definitely right to find a cock and make it happen.
Actually, let me ask you a question. If like somebody came up to you and go, hey, Melissa, I was with my boyfriend, well, a girl, obviously, and I gave him a Skittles blowjob. I mean, is that flattering to you, knowing that you actually started something like a trend?
Of course.
And knowing that other people are maybe have done it or thought about doing it?
Yeah. I mean, in the coming year, I have lots of tips and tricks and stories for our listeners. Everyone's going to learn something and hopefully they'll try it out.
I can't wait for me like, hey girl, I never wanted to swallow, but I put Skittles in my mouth and I'm swallowing all the time.
Yes, I'm going to make everyone happy in the bedroom. Of course, everyone knows I love sweet stuff, but Mindy shook things up for me when she introduced me to cake farting.
I remember that time.
Here we go. Oral stimulation.
Oh man, Jeremy, our station manager, showed me something the other day along the lines of pooping and fantasies. It's called cake farting.
What?
It's a type of porn that guys are into where chicks rub their like buttholes on birthday cakes and then just fart on them and then fart out frosting and stuff. And it's not just like there's one video of it. It's like a genre. It exists. It's called cake farting.
How do I not know about this?
I know. Yeah, I don't spend enough time searching the internet for useless stuff.
Oh, man. That's awesome and disgusting.
Can you imagine that, Melissa, with one of the awesome cakes that you made? Like the one you made for that?
No one is farting my cake.
That's what we should have had go down. Fart that cake in Jeremy's mouth.
Would Jeremy be down for that?
I don't know. He seemed into the cake farting.
He would.
We should ask Jeremy if he would mind Melissa
totally
farting
would.
In his face or his mouth.
Because he's like, Mindy, look at this site. Oh, no, wait, I have a better one. Like, this was no random accident, I can tell. Oral stimulation. Oh, yeah, you're back with Melissa and Alex. Oral stimulation, XM165, SkidrowStudios.com. That was amazing.
You know what? Every time I sit down across from you, every Wednesday, I learn something new. Whether it be about relationships, whether it be like fetishes or positions, but cake farting, never heard of it. I looked it up and it actually is a fetish.
Did you?
That is pretty crazy.
I looked it up too. I wanted to know.
And I was intrigued by it. People actually get off on it. It's actually, I mean, it's one of those things like, wait, is that really happening? Like a girl.
How did it get invented? Like, who was the first cake farter?
I don't know. That's something that's completely random. Mindy, thank you for chiming in because that was introduced to us kind of by you, the whole cake farting thing.
Yeah, you taught us a lot.
And Jeremy, the wise, the one, the only, the original cake farting fantasy man himself.
You know, of course, we have, there's the two of us in here. And yes. We get all the glory and the publicity, but this show wouldn't be possible without Mindy and Jeremy and, of course, Austin. But we have another very important element, and that is our callers. And boy, do they surprise us sometimes. Oral stimulation. Hi, caller. What's
Hello?
Your name? Hi, who's this?
I think you're Mr. Lee.
Hi, Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee.
All right, Mrs. Mr. Lee.
Mr. Hang Lee.
Okay, what do you have to tell us tonight?
I want to call her to tell you, I love your topic of the pussy. The pussy.
Do you enjoy yourself some pussy lips?
I actually work here at the massage parlor.
Oh, so you know about happy ending massage.
Oh, yeah. But you have to come to the massage parlor.
Okay, where are you at?
So I could show you how to really do the pussy.
Do it. Let's go.
So do you
do you do happy ending massage on a girl?
On guy that look like girl, that girl that look like guy, whatever you want to do, I do pussy.
How do you do a happy ending massage on a girl?
With the tip of my nose.
Like Pinocchio.
Yeah, you say a lie. Say lie when I go down there. You see what happened?
Oral stimulation. Sorry, I have nothing to say about this.
Shout out to Butterfly Franco for calling in. Actually, that was one of our first kind of random callers.
There's been a few.
Yeah, I think he kind of called in and kind of threw everything off. I didn't even know what to think when it happened. I was totally caught off guard like you.
Like Pinocchio. Would you use your nose?
Actually, not on purpose.
Well, here's another reason for you to use your nose. Of course, a running theme on our show that you seem to love to bring up.
Is which one?
You love to talk about pooping on the chest.
It's one of my favorite ones.
Why?
Well, let's get into the clip.
Oral stimulation. Now, Alex, I heard you've got a really good story to tell on this topic.
Well, actually, on the topic of fantasies, I think you have, like, usually both ends of the spectrum. Something super naughty and nasty, and something that's very, probably more, like, intimate and probably more memorable. I have a friend that, his fantasy.
Now, this sounds like you're going romantic.
Yes, actually, to a point. There's always a surprise ending. I have a really good friend that he wants his partner to saran wrap him, his chest, and he would like her to poop on his chest. That is something that he just always wanted to do.
Yeah, tell him to go for it. If the lady's down, it's on.
Melissa, would you be comfortable doing that?
Pooping on someone or getting pooped on?
No, pooping on someone. Like, if, like, say there was a girl, or say there was a guy you were totally into. Do you have, like, any kind of, like, dream guy?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Of course. Anybody who knows me knows my type.
And that is?
Tall, bald, Filipino.
and that's the type of guy that really makes you want to take a crap on him?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
No, I think in saying that, it's like, what if he told you, like, you know, Melissa, one of my deepest, darkest fantasies is for you to saran wrap me or my chest, and I want you to poop on my chest.
Okay, well, I mean, it kind of depends. Are there arms in the saran wrap or out?
You know, when my friend told me that story, I looked at him and I didn't know if he was serious or not. And there was that awkward quietness. I had to play it off because it was awkward for me at the time.
Did he tell you, like, hey, man, I got to tell you something? Or, I mean...
That's exactly how it happened. He's all lame, like the hottest girl you would think. And I named her. And he goes, would you let her poop on your chest? I looked at him like, wait, what? And he was kind of looking at me totally serious, like total poker face. And I go, no. And he looked at me, he's like, well, I kind of want my girl to do that to me.
So he wants it.
Yeah, he wants it.
Does the girl want to do it?
I don't know. I will actually get back to him and find out to see if it actually happens. I think it has to be, the stars definitely have to be aligned for that, something like that to happen.
Seriously, are they married?
Yes, they're actually married.
So they're already, like, legally bound. So even if they do it and something gets weird.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of paperwork.
I think it's one of those things. It's like, hey, for our 5th year anniversary, like, we should go to Hawaii and go, or I don't know, Fiji or something random. And, you know, that might be something to look forward to.
We have to get out of the country. I don't know if you'd want to do it, like, on a special occasion, though, because if you haven't tried it before and you're not totally sure about it, and then you do it, then you're like, oh, yeah, remember the fifth anniversary when we had to ask for 3 new sets of sheets and we couldn't get rid of that smell in the room? Like, yeah, you know.
Imagine going through TSA. What's the deal with all the saran wrap?
That must be some really stinky poop you're brewing up there. 3 pairs of sheets.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it gets messy.
Oh, yeah. I guess I only really ever witness poop when it's submerged in water, so I don't know what it will do when it's just plopping on saran wrap.
Well, no, come on. If anyone knows, it would be you. You are the anal expert in there.
I don't know if I'm, like, an anal expert. More, I don't know.
You're an anal expert, but not all things anal.
Maybe. I don't know. You're calling me the expert here. I just like to share what little knowledge I have.
And it is greatly appreciated. Oral stimulation. You're back with Melissa and Alex on XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. This is the oral stimulation, very, very best of recap show. Pooping on the chest. Thankfully, you haven't said anything about it for a while.
What's the big deal with it anyways?
It's just so nasty. I mean, ladies don't poop.
You're in denial. Denial's not a river in Egypt.
I'm not going to poop on someone. I think you want it. You pretended like this was for your friend, but it's all you. I can tell.
No, actually, you know what? I talk about pooping a lot. I know here and there, but actually, I was really caught off guard when my friend brought that up to me. I looked at him like, wait, are you serious? And he kind of gave me that serious face. And I go, wait, you're joking, right? Trying to play. He's, oh, yeah, I'm just fucking with you. But until then now, I mean, I tease him about it. I go, great. I always get shit for it because of the story I told him on air. But I mean, it's one of those things. It hasn't happened. I mean, he hasn't had it done to him. I mean, I would actually pay someone to actually do it just so he can fulfill that fantasy.
I'll bet you would.
He's married, so that whole thing's thrown off.
You know what's funny? You think you know someone. Now, we barely knew each other before we started this show. And Mindy, we had no idea what was going on in that booth. She comes up with some crazy, crazy stuff. And here's another awesome clip from her. Oral stimulation. Would you do that? Would you be in like a swinging relationship?
No, I'm pretty private. My motto is really sharing is caring, but when I'm with the one I love or I'm with in a relationship, I don't like to share that.
But what if I was like, Alex, you know, we've been together for a while, I'm so into you, but I just really have this desire for Mindy and I'm going to bring her home next Saturday.
Then I would ask to watch.
Game on.
I would ask to watch.
Then all of a sudden it's okay?
Yeah, I mean, would it just happen once or is it like every weekend?
I don't know.
So wait, you two are dating and then I'm this third woman that's just coming to please you because he obviously...
It's like, say we were like in a...
Not have a sexy vagina like I do.
Say we were like out to dinner and you were like our hot waitress, right?
Yeah.
And Melissa goes, hey, hot waitress, what are you doing Saturday night? Do you want to come over for some dessert?
Look at this role playing. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, then what would you do? What if I invited the waitress home for some whipped cream?
Is it chocolate whipped cream?
Oh, that stuff's so good.
Yeah.
I'll bring the nuts. Oh.
As long as they're not salted.
Yeah. Oral stimulation. Just a bunch of comedians in here.
That's random. We talk about role playing. And we talk about like, whipped cream, chocolate whipped cream.
Listen, that chocolate whipped cream is the stuff.
You know, when I constantly learn stuff on the show, I didn't even know it existed.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that stuff's really good. So, I mean, we know each other a little bit better now. What if I did bring Mindy home on Saturday night?
I'm down.
Oh.
Yeah. Mindy's like actually, I think I could learn a few things from her. I think I'm intrigued by it.
Yeah.
Years of perv experience.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a perv. I could open like, dirty old man. I'm sure I could admit that. Or one day I will be, if not now.
You're just waiting for the day.
Yeah, but Minnie, she opens my eyes to things I never I mean, my mind too. Stuff that I never even thought about. Or even that, me down. Some of the stories she tells.
That's actually because Mindy is from Iowa.
And people in Iowa have a great imagination.
Nothing to do. Imagination or death. Seriously.
People from the Midwest, man. They got to get creative out there, long winter months.
So that's what creates that whole...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she probably watches a lot of porn, gets her perv on, looks up different fetishes. One of these days I'll figure it out. Or maybe I get to experience it.
Different fetishes cultivates different fantasies.
Actually, you know, on that topic, it was about role playing. I mean, on you yourself, do you a lot of role playing in the bedroom?
Me by myself?
No, like with your partner. Sorry.
No, not really.
But have you been with partners where they wanted to role play?
Oh, yeah. I've been dressed up like Hello Kitty. I've been dressed up like a hula girl.
So all the way around, I guess, at that point.
Yeah, I get the guys who want me to say crazy things to them.
And you like to get in character. You really enjoy getting in role, like, because I know you've done some stuff on the side as far as like acting and so forth.
Alex, I'm a total performer. So if I like a guy, I will make sure everything he wants comes true. But what's hard is to find a guy who's willing to do the same for me.
Okay. So if you find a guy that's totally into you, I'm sure he would try to accommodate you in every way he could.
You never know. You have to find the ultimate. I mean, a brown guy who can sing. Bald. There's not a lot of those out there. I mean, you can find a bald brown guy. Sure.
Gosh, I wish I could sing. You know what? I used to have a shaved head.
Did you really?
Yeah.
So maybe shave your head, take a few voice lessons. You might become my next fantasy.
I can't wait. There's so many things I want to do to you.
You gave it a try one night. Let's hear how it went. Oral stimulation. This is my romantic fantasy because, like we said, there's romantic and there's dirty. So my romantic fantasy, I love this band. You guys might have heard of them. It's Boys to Men.
Yes. Didn't mention that.
They sing that song. How's it go?
I wish I could sing. I'd love to. Yeah. I should have my cousin sing it. He actually has a good voice.
They sing that song and I would just... Oh my gosh. So my fantasy is to be in this soft, cushy bed, lots of candles, it's quiet.
Rose petals everywhere?
Sure. And I want a guy to sing that to me. Shut up, you guys.
Like, just...
Continue.
This is good stuff.
I love that song. I think the guys who sing it are so sexy. Of course... I like brown guys. So you kind of put one next to the other. And yeah, that's my fantasy right there.
You're moist from here, I could see.
I'm not all sweet, though. I have dirty fantasies. But now what about you? What's your sweet romantic fantasy?
Actually, you know what? I think for me, more like the sweet romantic is obviously, I think I'm more of like a pleaser.
Continue with your pleasing.
Thanks, guys.
Especially with, actually, just to let everybody know that's listening, Melissa looks awesome tonight.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to start with how well you look. She's wearing this short gray mini skirt and this awesome tight Skid Row Studios shirt. She's representing.
What does it do to her breasts?
Oh my gosh, her breasts are amazing.
Are they popping?
She's showing a little cleavage, yes.
You guys are killing me.
So I'm just describing you. She's got some nice long stems on her. Gorgeous legs.
Are you ready, Melissa?
I was. Oh my god, you guys are awful. But Alex, seriously, what's your romantic fantasy?
You know what? I think I'm about to experience it right now. It's getting Skid Row Studios, making fantasies come true.
And this is where, for those of you watching online, they're about to take off their clothes and the romance, Skid Row Studios, real romance.
Something like that, something like that.
Who cut down the lights?
You guys. Oh my God. Oral stimulation. Yeah, you're back with Melissa and Alex, reliving some of our best moments on oral stimulation on XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. What you just heard was our beloved sound girl Mindy and my fabulous co-host Alex sabotaging me with my Boys to Men fantasy. By far one of the most awkward moments on our show for me.
That was awkward?
That was so awkward.
We were trying to fulfill your fantasy and that was awkward.
I mean, it was kind of hot.
You know what? Hearing that clip, I do not know how I did not take you home and have my way with you that night.
I don't know how you didn't either.
I got you all hot and bothered with the help of Mindy to get you going. And I mean, it was perfect opportunity. I think you were really vulnerable at that point. I should have totally just, even if I couldn't sing, pretend to sing.
You know what? I actually have the CD queued up in my car. Maybe tonight's the night.
Throw your clothes.
Are we going to make it happen?
Hey, Melissa, I'll make love to you.
Oh.
When you want me to.
It's getting serious in here. Let's mix things up with another call. This one, there's nothing to say about it. I mean, this guy was not happy. Oral stimulation. We have a caller. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Okay.
Okay.
I know you guys are having a lot of fun there, okay? But, you know, I'm listening to this radio station, and I am just appalled at the stuff that I am listening to, and you guys are talking about licking each other's cum and making squirts come out of the vagina. And I mean, is this the kind of radio station that we have going on? Is this the new face of radio?
Tonight
I am just appalled and offended, and I never, and my children are listening to this.
Well, turn it off.
They
are crying. Okay?
You should ask your children if they want to squirt.
How dare you? That is...
I'm talking about the delicious beverage. We serve it here in our studio.
The soda. Oh, you mean the soda pop.
Yeah, we have a dispenser that dispenses squirt right here in the soda. You were confused. That's the squirt we were talking about.
Huh, well... If that's the case, then boy, is my face red.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know where my brain is. If that's the case, and I'm hearing, you know, female ejaculate, and you guys are just talking about squirt. Okay.
No, it's totally innocent.
My apologies.
Yeah. No. We're good.
Well, listen, Dick, you have a choice. All right. And we do appreciate you listening to us.
Hold on one second. What did the homosexual man tell me right now?
We gotta go. Thank you for calling.
Isn't his name Richard?
Oral stimulation. Gosh, there was just so much there.
You know what? You're lucky you cut me off. I was about to go off.
You were? I know. I saw your face.
It takes a lot to make me angry or mad.
Well?
I think at that point, I'm usually a cool, calm, collective guy. But I mean, he was calling in with all these things.
Don't worry too much because it's just me and you in our cocoon here.
Oh, yeah.
At SkidRowStudios.com. Or if you're listening on XM 165, either way, you can find us.
On where? Facebook? What's our Facebook page?
Oh, yeah. Our Facebook page, which is my favorite way for listeners to get a hold of us. Facebook.com/oralstimulationradio. There's, of course, Twitter at oralstim. And our Gmail is oralstim@gmail.com. We love getting feedback and we will always respond to you.
Yeah, actually, if you get a chance, email us and tell us what your favorite part of your favorite show was, or bit or segment.
Yeah, we'll call you out on air.
Yeah, it's always nice to hear stuff that works, that doesn't work.
Definitely, definitely. On that note, we are going to take a little break, and we will be back with more from our oral stimulation recap show.
For every nerdy subject you want to talk about, Star Wars, Star Trek, fucking Knight Rider, we'll do it. Wait, can we swear in these?
Do whatever you want.
Angry Dorks Podcast. It's the Angry Dorks Show. You can listen live and comment along with us. You can be part of the show. It's Mondays, every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And also, you can call in. You can actually call us. You can be on the show, your beautiful voice, and roll a D20 for fun, resounding in the ears of 10,000 dorks. Is that 30, true?
He said
no,
37.
We have 700.
It's like Clint Eastwood. They're just going to say, okay, go ahead.
Clint Eastwood.
He doesn't say action.
Yeah, he says, fuck you to a chair.
We're like the 700
get your shit together, man.
We're like chess club.
You're rated everything but this. Get your
on
shit
some
together.
Kind of Filipino drugs. All right, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You're going last.
Does Lupia have speed in it?
Up next, we've got Judy. Judy coming to the stage.
Hey, we are Awkward Conversations. Check us out on SkidRowStudios.com live every Saturday from noon to 1 Pacific Standard Time.
And you can call in 1-800-893-9562.
It's about to get awkward up in here.
Like that time that your dad confronted you.
Oh, yeah. I said, Daddy, I don't like that very much. He said, do it.
Man, it's spooky in here. It's like a fucking hot box.
I can barely see my own face.
I can barely see your face.
That's because we are in the hot box, actually. And we're going to be in the hot box every Tuesday from 9 p.m. Pacific time to 10 p.m. Pacific time.
At www.skidrowstudios.com.
Yeah.
Please come get high with us.
Everybody, this is Sal Rodriguez
and Chris Z of Registered Ear Offenders.
Be sure to call in live every Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time
or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on
SkidRowStudios.com.
Players be first, ladies in a line saying me first, and keeping condoms in their purse. I'm the worst when it comes to talking dirty like a jerk, but I told you how I squirt. It all comes with the worst.
The boys love my thick ass Cuban thighs, thirsty horse eyes.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay. Hey, you are back with Melissa and Alex on Oral Stimulation on XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. We are doing our amazing recap show. We've had some awesome moments, Alex.
I agree.
So much fun. But now you go out of town a lot.
Yes, I do.
And when you come back, see, you're such a nice guy here in LA. Everything's so quiet and calm. And then you go out of town, things get crazy.
Yeah, but actually, that brings me up. Some crazy stuff does happen in town, locally. Remember that one time when I had the one-night stand with that stripper?
That was in town.
That was locally.
Now, see, I can't trust you anywhere on the map.
Yeah, I get around.
Let's hear about Alex's one-night stand. Oral stimulation.
I got a story actually to tell that happened to me one time. This totally goes. It's actually perfect for this.
Okay, I'm loving your face so far.
Yeah, I'm excited actually. It took me a bit. Like, you had your happy spot or your happy time. This is actually a good memory for me.
I'm intrigued.
We were actually at a bar, kind of going through the whole talk, right? And it was like 2 o'clock, there was closing, and I was with two buddies. And we were trying to hook up, or meet girls or whatever the case may be. And we totally failed. Like, the girls weren't feeling us up that night. Nothing was working. It seemed like everything we tried, it was a total fail. What happens is somebody brings up, let's go to a strip club. At that point, it was like 2 o'clock. I go, fuck it, let's go to LA. They close at 4. We're like in Orange County. We drive up to LA. I won't name the spot, but we go to a strip club. And we were pretty buzzed at this point. We probably should have been driving. We were out having fun. At that point, you know, we're invincible. So we go to a strip club, and we're just there, and we're straight up. I mean, we want to fuck at that point. And we're like, fuck, how's this going to work out? We don't want to get cock teased. At that point, the whole thing, like, fuck, do we really want to pay for this? The whole thing. So we get there, and I just straight up go to this girl comes up to me. I'll never forget her. She's like 5'8", dark brown hair. She's Italian, like a nice rack, nice ass, tight body. I'm just looking at her, staring, like, goo-goo-eyed. She comes up to me, do you want to dance? I go, to be honest with you, I just want to fuck, straight up. And she looked at me like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you know what, we're almost closing. I go, how much are dances anyways? I could tell she was high, right? And she's all, well, you know what? She's like, I'm going to get a couple more dances, and I live around the corner. Why don't you come over and we could fuck? And I looked at her, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And
Just like that.
Just like that. It never hurts to ask. I think the one thing I learned that night was, like, when you beat around the bush, you play games, it doesn't work. You just be straight up and tell them what you want, and it works. It's like, hey, can I get your phone number? And they'll tell you yes or no. So I tell this girl, like, I straight up want to fuck. She's like, okay, you know what? Let me try to make a couple more bucks. I need to pay rent. Let's get out of here. So she goes, does her thing. I'm telling my buddy, I go, dude, I'm going to go fuck this girl.
Wait.
He's like, are you fucking kidding me? He's like, does she have a friend? I'm like, oh man, now I got to worry about my friend, right? So she comes back. I'm like, hey, you know what the thing is? I came with my friend. Do you have any friends? She's like, no, I have a roommate. She's cool. So at least, you know, safety numbers, right? We have like, I don't want to go by myself. I know she has some pimp waiting for me to beat the shit out of me. I mean, at that point, paranoia, like, things are too good to be true, right?
Sure.
You don't know what's going to happen. So we get to the girl's place. She lives right around the corner. Me and my buddy were, like, thinking, like, plan A, plan B. Like, you know, what are we going to do? Hopefully we both hook up. The good thing about it is we both walk in, we both hook up. But this is where the story gets better. She walks me into her room, right? And I walked in. I thought I was literally a scene from a porn movie, a porno. She had a heart-shaped bed.
No way.
A freaking heart-shaped fucking bed.
Where do you even find those?
I don't know. I walked in and I called my buddy right away. I go, dude, you need to check this fucking thing out. She has a heart-shaped bed, like white, like it was white. Like white sheets, white comforter, everything was white. I tripped out. I called him in and she's like, no, it's about me and you. And then so she called her friend over, and then her friend called him back. And then they actually, I was worried about them hooking up because at this point I know I'm fucking, right? Okay. So they hooked up. I was happy for them. But this story gets better. We get to the bedroom and I'm like all excited. I'm like, oh fuck, this is going to be fucking awesome. A heart-shaped fucking bed. And I'm like, fuck, is there cameras here? What's going on? Dude, she starts sucking my dick. I blow my load within like fucking 20 seconds.
Oh no, you didn't.
So I go, holy shit, did this just happen? I'm like, oh man, what the fuck just happened?
She's like,
oh fuck that. That's not happening. So I go, just give me a couple minutes. Total, like, embarrassed. I'm like, oh, great. You know, I'm good. Waiting for my buddy to finish. Let's get the fuck out of here. She's like, no, you're not leaving. So homegirl's crazy, right?
Well, she's got a heart-shaped bed. What do you expect?
Well, I didn't know what to expect. I'm thinking love, but it wasn't love. She literally, you're talking about, like, the dungeon of toys and stuff?
Yeah.
Dude, she had paddles. She had whips. She had, like, I can't make this stuff up.
Just, like, out?
No, she had like this closet and it opened up and literally it just looked like an arsenal. She was ready to go to war.
Oh
I'm like, holy shit. Dude, she had dildos, all these things. I'm like, I'm like, none of that. She's like, no, I'll get you back up. Don't even trip. I'm like, no, this isn't going to happen that way. So actually, after, you know, we were kind of going at it after a while, we went back at it. We're kind of kissing, making out. The thing that got me, you were talking about like kissing behind the ear and the whole thing around the neck. She bit my neck. And at that point, I was like, what the fuck? But I liked it. The more she would bite and nibble around my neck, the more I got hard and the more I wanted her.
Yeah.
So she started biting me like everywhere. Like I'd bite like a trail of bite marks throughout my body. I was like, what the fuck? She rolls me over. She fucking starts spanking me with a fucking paddle. Right? And I'm like, holy shit, is this really happening? My buddy's like, afterwards, he was telling me, he's like, dude, what the fuck was going on in there? I go, and I told him the whole story actually all afterwards. So things got pretty crazy. I mean, I don't even know. After that point, to be honest with you, I came three times.
In one night?
Yeah. Well, the first one, I think I got a little of an excuse.
Yeah.
I kind of moved forward from it. And then after that, we woke up. We went for some Starbucks, and that was that.
Oral stimulation. You're back with Melissa and Alex on the Oral Stimulation Recap Show on XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com. And you will hear that line a lot from Alex. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then you just, all works out for you.
It took me in a happy place. It's one of those things like no, yes, you know, like I like it, I don't like it, but keep doing it more.
Yeah, that girl was crazy.
You know what? I have experienced a few different things in my life, and that one definitely sticks out. I can't believe I actually shared that on the air.
I can't believe you did either. I can't believe you even actually did it, much less brought it on air.
You know, when someone calls me out, something about that, when I get called out, like I actually, you know, like,
you bring it.
Yeah.
You know who else brought it?
Who?
Again, one of our callers. Man, these people have no filter. And don't get me wrong, I love it. But sometimes they go to places I have never been. Oral stimulation. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hey, over there. My name's Alex.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
It's good. I'm calling from Fresno.
From Fresno. All right. What's the weather like up there?
It's a little cold, but I got to tell you, baby, you're warming it up.
Oh, yeah. Warm it up for Melissa.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Yeah, you know, I look at your picture on the Skid Row site, and I tell you, I get all wet and out.
Oh, you're watching us on the video.
You're so sexy.
I'm loving your voice.
I love your voice. So when's the last time you got fucked?
The last time? This morning.
Really? What was his name?
I'm not going to say his name.
That guy, Alex, your partner, I think he's gay.
You think he's gay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, has he fucked you?
I'm very happy.
Not yet. You know what? He says he likes to take it slow, but I might agree with you. Maybe he does swing the other way.
If I were your partner, I'd fuck you.
Really? Now, how would you take me first?
I'd take your little skirt off, I'd bend you over the table in the studio, and I'd just fucking stick it in you.
Oh, right in the studio, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so now, are you the kind of guy who likes to let his lady come first, or are you just gonna take it all and go home?
Oh, no, baby. I'll take care of you. I make sure you squirt all over that studio good.
That's amazing. I don't know what to say. Is Alex watching?
You would need a mop in that place. There would be your squirts hanging from the ceilings. It'd be like a rainforest in there.
A rainforest. You know what? We could use a little bit of ambiance in here, so that might actually improve things a little bit.
Am I making you wet, baby?
You are. This is so hot. Can we get Alex in on this, too?
No, actually, I'm more of a voyeur. I don't mind watching.
Okay,
keep going.
You're
going
to watch outside the window?
Oh, yeah. I might actually rub one out while you guys do it.
Well, so you got a little toy in your purse you can pull out for me.
Where's that banana you had? She had a banana in there. Maybe she can pull it out.
I did have a banana earlier. I pulled that out, though.
I wanted to put it back in.
Oh, you are getting dirty, aren't you?
I'm feeling that you got me all worked up.
So you listen to a lot of our shows?
I listen every week.
And then that gets you all excited, huh?
Oh, yeah. I go crazy and I listen to your voice. It just turns me on.
I love it. So yeah. What's been your favorite topic so far?
I just like hearing your voice. You could read the yellow pages and I would come.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is amazing. Yeah. I love hearing that.
I sometimes can't make it through the whole show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're killing me here, Alex. I'm loving listening to your voice. I think your fantasizing is amazing.
I'm not like some goony, ugly guy. I'm very, very attractive.
Are you really? Can you describe yourself for me?
I had a mustache. I'm about 5'10".
Really?
200 pounds.
Can you do me a favor?
Body fat.
Can you take your pants off for me?
They were never on.
Oh, wow. Nothing. So you're not wearing anything right now?
I'm completely naked. I've got my black work socks on. That's it.
Oh, that's hot. Do you happen to have a shaved head, Alex?
No.
No? Can you do that for me?
You want me to do what?
Uh-huh.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to shave everything, and then I want you to stroke it for me.
Okay, I'll do that. You're really lucky I don't work with you. I like when you giggle. I like when you giggle. Giggle for me some more. Giggle.
Oh, you're making me blush now.
Giggle some more. Oh,
where
God.
Are your hands,
giggle.
Alex?
Giggle some more, giggle. Giggle.
Oh my gosh, Alex. This is a great way to start the show. Thank you so much for calling in. What are you going to do for the rest of it? Are you going to make it through this show?
I'm hoping to make it. Alex seems like a nice guy, but when he talks, it's a buzzkill. I lose it. I just need to hear your voice.
Well, you
breathe heavy for me. You breathe heavy for me. Breathe heavy for me.
Oh, gosh. I'm actually going to be talking all night long about my favorite positions.
Oh, you know my favorite position.
What is your favorite position?
My head between your legs.
Oh, really? What are you going to do with your head down there?
I'm going to lick you so good.
Are you going to use your fingers,
you.
Too?
I'm going to tease you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tease you so you can't take it. You're going to be moaning with delight.
Are you going to use your fingers, too?
Everything.
Everything.
I'm going to be slow. I'm going to be so slow.
Oh.
I'm going to tease your little clit, Melissa. I'm going to tease your little clit, Melissa.
You're kind of turning me on now, Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is sounding pretty hot. I don't know if I can take all this. You are quite a tease, aren't you?
I'm a big tease, and I would be teasing you.
Are you going to tease me with your big cock, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what are you doing over there?
I just dropped something.
Oh, can you pick it up for me?
I did. I should go. My wife's about to come home.
Oh, don't get in trouble. Can you come for me before you go?
That's too much pressure.
Oh, come on. You can do it.
No, because I use a pump.
If I do a little bit of moaning, will you go ahead and come for me?
No, because I use a pump.
Oh, really? You like to use toys?
No, because, I get an erection with a pump.
Oh, that sounds hot.
I'm 73 years old.
Oh, really? How about if I pump it up for you?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah? You want me to pump it nice and hard for you?
Yeah.
Come on, I'll pump it, and you keep moaning. You tell me how you're going to come.
Okay, I pumped the Viagra before I called.
Ooh, wow. Are you going to come on my face? You going to make it dirty for me?
Yeah.
Come on, tell me about it. Keep talking. I want to hear this. I want to hear you come. I want to hear you get dirty for me.
Right there.
Yeah, right there.
My daughter just walked in the living room. I gotta go.
Oral stimulation. Yeah, that happened. That happened right here on XM 165 in collaboration with SkidRowStudios.com on oral stimulation with Melissa and Alex.
I have to give you kudos. I mean, you were such a performer. You know exactly. Have you done phone sex before?
I should, huh?
No, have you actually had phone sex before?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in my private life, of course.
So you like talking like naughty?
Phone, Skype, text, whatever.
Really?
Listen, I just want to make a man happy. I am totally down to please.
Really? So to get a guy in the mood, you don't mind talking dirty or nasty?
No, not at all.
You're okay with it?
Yeah, I love it. And if a guy wants me to read the yellow pages, hey, I'll read the yellow pages.
You know, what about if we got more callers and they asked you to do kind of like phone sex? Are you down for that?
I might be.
Would you help our listeners out?
You know what? Sometimes I surprise myself with the things that I actually do. Like one night in Vegas.
Oh, how can I forget?
How could anybody forget what happened? Here we go. Oral stimulation. One time.
This one time at band camp?
Listen, I don't... This isn't me, okay? This was totally out of my element. I was not in town. I was on vacation.
Like a cabana boy?
No. Like a promoter, a club promoter.
Okay.
You know how slick those guys are.
Oh, gosh, man. I wish I was a promoter.
Yeah.
Give me so much ass.
Of course. When he came up to me, like I knew it was on because as soon as he opened his mouth, I heard that Vietnamese accent. It was over.
What did he say? You look good, girl. I like the way you look tonight. We love you a long time.
No, he was just talking about the club or whatever. I didn't listen to what was coming out of his mouth exactly. I was looking at his biceps. I was looking at his stomach. He was so ripped. And, well, he ended up taking me, grabbing me around the waist and kissing me right there. I mean, in front of everyone.
Like tongue down your throat?
Not tongue, but I mean, he dipped me and kissed me. Like it was, I felt like a Disney princess. It was the hottest thing ever.
Okay.
I love a guy who does that, who just takes control.
The hopeless romantic, okay.
Oh, man, yeah. Anyway, we ended up meeting up later that night. He came and picked me up from a casino where I was out with my friends. And I didn't really have an idea of what was going to happen. I just knew I needed to see more of this guy. I wanted to smell him. I wanted to taste him, right? I was so ready for it. He took me back to his house and he made a little food and it was building, you know?
Okay, wait. So this guy goes and picks you up, right? Uh-huh. I just want to follow this. I'm writing notes,
taking
by the
notes.
Way.
Okay.
Sorry.
So yeah, no,
he picks you up and he takes you to his place and he cooks for you?
Yes. What kind of one night stand is this, right?
Dude, I got to question this guy's MO. Okay.
Okay, so...
At that point, do you know you're going to fuck him?
Yeah.
Wait, after he picks you up or
no,
after he cooks?
Man, I knew as soon as he opened his mouth that it was on. It was just a matter of working out the logistics. But this was the night I discovered sriracha sauce, which I still eat to this day. And I think about him...
The cock sauce.
Every time. The cock sauce. The hot cock sauce. So, all right. So, we're at his place. He's made me dinner. Things are kind of getting into that kind of, well, what are we going to do from here zone. So he pulls me in close and he starts kissing me in his kitchen. Then he leads me to the bedroom And it starts off slow and sweet. Like, he knows exactly what he's doing. He starts undressing me, and he's kissing me, and he's running his fingers through my hair, and he's telling me how I look, and, you know, he's so lucky to be with me and all this stuff.
What?
Right? That's so romantic. So I'm melting. I'm a puddle.
Not only are you melting, are you, like, moist?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah. I was...
What is Niagara Falls wet?
I was so ready. So
could have been like me, 20 seconds ready.
The longer he took, the hotter it got, and just the more intense I wanted to just take this guy. So he gets me undressed, and he gets undressed, and we start, you know, he starts on top, very traditional, normal, whatever. And then he gets up, and he starts doing these different positions, and I had been very, very vanilla up to this point. I feel like I learned everything
in one night.
Yeah. This guy... Honestly, this guy may be the reason I'm sitting in this chair tonight. He opened me up to everything, literally.
He totally turned you out.
He did. Oh my God. At one point, he had my legs over my head. And what is that called? I don't remember the name of the position. But, I mean, he was, you know, up on his feet going at it.
Like pounding you?
Yeah. And then he put his hands. I hate this. But I let this guy do it. He had his hands on my throat. He was choking me to the point where I felt like I was about going to pass out, you know, just from the choking. And it was so intense. Oh, God, it was so hot.
No, it sounds good. Keep going, but please.
He flipped me over. Yeah. He did me in every position. I mean, he didn't pull out any toys, and I was glad because it was so intense as it was. I would have been weirded out if he had... tried anything else, but he took me from behind, he took me on top, I was on top. This went on for hours, which really makes me think he was probably on something, because I don't know a guy who can come and then keep going. But at one point, I was sitting up, he was going at it, you know, he was in front of me, and then... Right? I could tell he was about to come, but I didn't know what he was going to do.
Was he like grunting or something?
You know, you can see someone's face and you can hear him, but he pulls it out of my pussy and he starts stroking it and he comes all over my face.
Money shot.
I knew at that moment we were probably not getting married. Oral stimulation. Yeah. Can you even believe that happened, Alex?
Yeah, because you told me about it.
You know what? That happened 4 years ago, and I still think about it all the time.
You know what? After all the shows we've done, I've actually learned more and more and a lot about you. You know, like something like that, I would never guess you to be that type.
I would never guess myself to be that type, but then again... We all have our secrets. I mean, you and the strippers, really? Yeah.
Well, I mean, sometimes you need to let your hair down and let loose, right?
True. I'm glad that I have you here to let loose with, though.
Oh, yeah. We both have stories to tell one way or the other, whether it be like a Vegas story, like a weekend story, a concert story.
The best part is I feel like we're just getting started.
And we have a lot more to talk about, don't we?
We have a lot more to talk about. We have a lot more to do. And we have a lot of listeners that are going to go along on the ride with us.
And I can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
I think that you should give me a Skittles blowjob.
Oh, really?
Since you weren't able to do that with the person, why not with me, who you talked about it with?
That's not a bad idea. I mean... Maybe we'll need that clip for the next recap show.
Well, either that or allow me to give you anal.
Ooh.
I say we flip a coin. Heads, I get head. Tails, I give you anal.
Now that is not a bad idea. How about our listeners chime in on that? Reach us at OralStim on Twitter, OralStim@gmail.com, or Facebook.com, Oral Stimulation Radio. I am Melissa. Of course, you are the fabulous co-host, Alex.
Too kind, Melissa. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Oral Stimulation Recap Show on XM 165 in collaboration with Skid Row Studios.
Straight up, now tell me, do you really want to love?